The films A Beautiful Mind and Moulin Rouge received top Golden Globe awards in Hollywood Sunday evening. A Beautiful Mind, a story about genius and mental illness, was named Best Dramatic Picture. Russell Crowe also received the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Drama for his role as Princeton University mathematician John Nash, who won the Nobel Prize after years of battling schizophrenia.
Perhaps it is good to have a beautiful mind, but an even greater gift is to discover a beautiful heart.
In his acceptance speech, Russell Crowe spoke about the message of the film.
A Beautiful Mind is just a movie. It's just a piece of entertainment at the end of the day, folks. But hopefully it helps us open our hearts, gives us a little more understanding, gives us a little more compassion, and also, hopefully it gives us the belief that in our lives, something extraordinary can always happen. Cheers.
Co-star Jennifer Connelly was named Best Supporting Actress for her role in A Beautiful Mind, and the film was also honored for its screenplay. The musical Moulin Rouge was named Best Film in the category of Musicals or Comedies. Nicole Kidman was named Best Actress in a Musical for her role as a dying cabaret singer in Paris.
I believe you were expecting me.
Yes.
Now my hands are shaking. This is really, really special because I never thought I would be in a musical, let alone win an award for one.
Moulin Rouge also received a Golden Globe for its musical score. Gene Hackman was named Best Dramatic Actor for his leading role in The Royal Tenenbaums, where he played the patriarch of a family of frustrated geniuses. The performer was out of town and could not attend the Golden Globe ceremony. Sissy Spacek was named Best Dramatic Actress for her role in the film In the Bedroom, which examines the relationship between a husband and wife after their son is murdered.
You can't admit the truth to me or to yourself.
You encouraged him.
Are you saying that I'm the one responsible?
I know what you think, that I let him get away with
everything!
Robert Altman was named Best Director for Gosford Park, a satirical tale about murder in British high society. The American director says he owes his success to the actors he has worked with, including the British actors in his latest drama.
I don't know what a best director is, except that someone that stands in the same space with the best actors. I feel that they do the work, and I get to watch. And nothing's better than that.
Like director Robert Altman, the actor Harrison Ford thanked his many collaborators as he accepted an award for lifetime achievement.
The so-called achievement which I'm getting credit for tonight is the result of work that I've done with incredibly talented people. People who had faith in me long before it was reasonable. People who gave me opportunities to grow and to learn. People who were generous to someone who started out in this business without knowing very much of anything.
The Bosnian film No Man's Land received the Golden Globe for Best Foreign Language Film. This was the first entertainment award show since September's terrorist attacks to include all the usual glamour. Men wore tuxedos and women wore evening gowns, in one case studded with turquoise and diamonds. Dagmar Dunleavy, president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, said the entertainment business has done its part to help since the attacks.
Members of the entertainment community have given their all. They have entertained the troops. They have raised enormous sums of money and, through the world's most popular art form, inspired us with stories that touch our hearts and minds. Congratulations, Hollywood. We salute you.
The Golden Globes presentation marks the beginning of the award season in Hollywood. The entertainment industry takes note because the Golden Globes can point to possible winners at the Oscars, the major industry honors awarded in March. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.